si to nejádi kolem sem na vidí na čorce. A to tam ty problémy mám vypoučky šaminové, do tady kamek si vymáhání, to mi vychá doky a tlok mi tak paša. Dím rapším na mýl, že jak si vymáhá doky, no i píleš bědě, u lohokali koma hosom, a z mých si vymáhá mýl, že nájem, že si vymáhá, že mi sát tolej, i poli kapším na mýl, který to rášnou. Znáš moj covatý, kde se šité, že si i sotý tím dělí mor, i sotý tím dělí more, znáš moj, one thing is established, that between tam je kámy, between tam je, že machuje, že tam je kámy, že nám mýl, as to whether Arctic will work today, because my name will not, so then I come, that's definite. That, according to the come, Arctic will work today, because my name will not work. According to how is it in the case of Civilly Arctic? So, of course, according to the come, Civilly Arctic, so, because my name will not. How is the point of Civilly Arctic? That is something in the Gemara. That's why the Gemara doesn't say, none. More than say none. Now, now, there is another Shidduch Rishaini, I mean there's a Rashba mentioned, and the Ritva mentioned, who hold, who disagree with Teitzel. And we say that the Rav Shimon Gamliel Yosel Elo Bosa Chazuke, Vasil Bixive Poli, Kol Eichad Loyad. In other words, according to Teitzel, so it is Sophic, whether Rav Shimon Gamliel is Poli, by Xive Loyad. But there is another Shidduch Rishaini, that Rav Shimon Gamliel is Polish, and he holds by Sidney Arabic that Kusim are not trust. All right, we have to leave it here. Now, for next time, for Sunday, please be ready and there, all the Gemara up to him at 10 Gedalish, because I want to cover all the Gemara and all the Teisei. Now, one second. Now, look up the Tiras Gittin and the end of the Teisei, because it's a very strange Chiddush Teisei mention. Tiras Gittin gives it pshat. Very deep shot in the end of the day. Yes.
The
what do you call it? Talk about this pussy, has nothing to do with the intrinsic. I mean, apart from the, that's used to. So, the Kashi someone said that by taking the issue of the Lofoshkin in the high Kusi Kosha Midraise, Gereth Emes. Because Midraise, we don't have to be Cheshit. Because even according to Rav Lezer, we are only Cheshit then that maybe on account of their ignorance, they will be able. But Ligabe, the Sheker, I mean, what is there to know? Who doesn't know that it's also to be Neva Sheker? Doesn't require much longer. So that's Tesis Teret. And then the Tesis Orosh has the first Teret that Eidechod is Nemon. It's only because Akosu not allowed to recover the Eidech. So it's only Shayach if there is an explicit Agode by Eidechod. Then Bezdin is not allowed to recover. But here there is no Agode by the Israel, by the Eidechod, as to the fact that the Kusi Jehova. He doesn't say a thing about it. We understand that the Israel wouldn't have signed the get unless he knew that the Kusi is a chover, but there is no direct Hagodah by Yidechot, so maybe it does not come within the Yisrael, within the love of Miyokum Yidechotish. Now, but then the Rashba has a third parent. The Rashba says that just as the Gemara says in Yevomet, Ishtamidune, so Yidechot is Nemon, it requires two Eidim, but if Nidecho testifies that he is the brother, the question arises, is he the brother or is he? So the Gemara says, there's a machlekes in Gemara, but we pass him, Ishtamidune, so we pass him, so he's Nemon, Nidecho is Nemon. Why? Because it's Gilom Yusebaum. Gilom Yusebaum. So there I mentioned, at the beginning of Gittin, there is a machlekes Rishenim, the Pshat in that Gemara. The Rambam's Pshat in Ishtamidune is that his name is Gilom Yusuf Alme because God also is Golis. The other Rishenim, I mean the Rambam Pshat, and that's much more from Russian belief, not Nusa really Guye, but it means it's an extraneous matter, it's nothing to watch about. Because he only testifies that he's the brother of the sea. It's Nigiyah Dorsha Ba'alma. If he's the brother, then he can be the Yavim, he can be the Chilis. But the Idecho doesn't testify as to Dorsha Ba'alma. The subject matter of the Agoda of Idecho is not the Dorsha Ba'alma. He says he's a brother, so it will affect the Dorsha Ba'alma. He's a brother, he can be Chilis. So it's an extraneous thing. So it's not the Dorsha Ba'alma. So many ways Idecho is Nemo. So the Rajbo applies the same concept with Gabi Momi. You remember, at that time I said that from the summary, many Rishim say that even with Gabi Momi, we apply this concept. That word and Idechot will testify as to an extraneous matter that will affect the Momi, but the subject matter is not Momi itself, so then Idechot is Nemo. Well, it's this Rajbo. So the Rajbo said that the reason as to why we rely on the Yisroel, on the Agode of the Yisroel, and the implicit agoda of the Yisroel, that the kusi chover, but he is only in the hod, because this agoda is not the agoda in Momay. What did he say? By affixing his signature to the gate, he thereby testifies that his co-witness, the kusi, is the kusi chover. Does he testify to a dosh of Momay? He only testifies that he is a chover. So it's an extraneous matter. So it's not the Dorosh of a moment. So the Meila and Idechot is now. So then he says, "V'tir etzchi the kusim the right kosher." Who did you end up with? El the kosher chachomim. That's the first. Read nearly tarit. With mashi perash v'mayro the yichshar blazer of this chazit. Yehochel of edesu. Yehochel of edesu. It's not edes. Do kule kusoy arzuke marzuke dro. El the kosher em lifishem kiim liduke mitzvah. V'chidin the Yisrael ze. Machte me mikame in gloye milse da heim idagdiku vi gluye milse baal me shape dome vi dome li mai da amrinam bi ivomes vi shtamidune da hazen plani achuye di miste di minas guel va atikne ke mandoma gloye milse baal me uva kivishe vachul korren vahem. So we apply the same law. Alright, so we have three to utim on that car. Yes?
A regular kashi is for the
aid. Why is that?
The kashi and aid.
Yes.
Was
no, no.
Children, so
because that's no. There, it's a question. The Eides is, you see, is puzzled, so he kashas him. So that requires Eides. But here, he doesn't testify whether he's kosher Eides or he's not kosher Eides. He only testifies he's a learned kusi. He's a learned kusi. He's not puzzled. A kusi is not puzzled. If kusi and Gerem is saying they're not puzzled, we are only afraid maybe he's a big amoretz. He doesn't know the dinim, and because of that, he's so ignorant that he can justify a shekatu. So he doesn't, if the subject matter of that god is the status of the person, so then whether he's a roshe or he's not a roshe, then that requires it. If the subject matter is status, kosher or possible, it requires it. Just as moment requires it. So any testimony as to the status of the person requires it. But here, it's not, if he's not a kusi chover, so it's not a psulga, psulaguf. It's not a psulaguf, even if he's a kusi amore. So he doesn't have any psulaguf, he's not possible. But if he's a kusi amore, he's ignorant, so then everything is possible. It's possible to testify to Hashem. So it's not a testimony as to the status of the person, whether the gavre is a kosher or the gavre is a possible. We have to be mevareya. Is he an amore or he's not an amore? So that's the extraneous matter. That's Gilo Milsabal. All right, now, so we have three terutzim on this card. All right, now we start the mission. Now remember here, in regard to the Gzeire, Mishim Kulchen, there is a Machlekes, Rashi and the Ramban. What's the Gzeire? According to Rashi, so Gzeire Mishim Kulchen, he'll just say Kulchen. So then there is a period about that everybody must die. So, and maybe one will omit to sign. So the get will be no get. And then the isha will go ahead and she'll get married. And she'll be a yeshish. The Ramban is the kashe. If he just says kulchem, two there is a period about. But he didn't say that they should all sign with their finger. So it's only there is night. So it doesn't matter when they'll all sign. Let's say if he told 100 people that should all sign, and two ain't been signed today. The Zman is, let's say, of our belief, and the other 98 will sign 5 years later. Esther is dinner as I get. So it will be a good guess. Because it's only a Tnai of Me'achshav. So it doesn't matter when the Tnai will be fulfilled. So why should we get there? Maybe the Isha will get married. All right, to get married, they'll always be, able to rectify the situation.
What if they die?
All right, you know, so it's not such a kasha against Rashi, but this is what the Ramban asks. So the Ramban explains that Zirom Shem Kulchem Mishumi, in other words, the Agizia, maybe the Baal will say, Kulchem Chsumu Mishumi, so then they must sign, so their signature must correspond with the Zman of the Get. Because suppose the Zman of the Get is always an issue. And then let's say, and one aid will sign the star a year later. Or a day later, it doesn't make any difference. So it will be moved then. That's why we have to be there. But we don't have to be cheshesh. Maybe one of the Eidim will never sign and they'll die before, because that's very unusual. I mean, so the Gzeira, according to Ramban, is not just Zeira Mishum Kulchem, but Zeira Mishum Kulchem Chasumu Mishumei. Then he must sign on the day of this month. Otherwise, it will be moved then. All right, because that's the definition of mugden. What does mugden mean? Mugden means that if the date appearing in the star is our nisim, and the Eidim sign it, the second nisim, the second of nisim, so then it's mugden. So if there are 100, if 100 have to sign it, say yes. So even if 99 will sign an our nisim, but one will sign on the second of Nisan, so that is possible. All right.
Now the
Kol Ashtori Soilis Bachoyis Soilis Shechovim Apo Pishach Ismeyeli Vikichovim Kshere Chutz Megitei Noshim Vishechur Avod Rab Shimon Eimer Afeilu Kshereim Afeilu Kshereim Iv Gitei Noshim Vishechur Avod which were executed by Goyish Kot, Akoshe. And now the Gemore applies it to a case where they are Shemis Mivokim, where the Goyish judges who signed the get have typically non-Jewish names, and they are in Misira Israeli. And of course, Rav Shimon agrees with the Shita of Abelazer, they are in Misira Kara. But if the names of the judges are not typically non-Jewish, so then Rav Shimon would agree that it's possible to because of its Zered, you'll know Islam is Mechalai. But if the names of the judges are typically non-Jewish, so then we don't have to be gazed at Konish Rav Shimon and you'll know Islam is Mechalai. So we say the Misira Yisraeli in Mitzkosh. And whereas the Tanakhama holds that even with the Misira Yisraeli and Shemis Mevokim, so it's still possible because of its Zered, Mevokim Otu Sheinu Mevokim. Now there are two pshotim in the Gemara. What does it mean? Lo yuskel manshenasu behedit. Manshenasu behedit. One pshat, one loss in the Gemara is that the lo yuskel manshenasu behedit is part and parcel of Reb Shimon's statement. Reb Shimon aimer afeilu ksheirim, even with the loss in shechavodim that was signed by goyish judges and nimsavni uvshemis mevokim and nimsavni misira yisraeli aksheirim. So b'med vor namurim dafke is the shemes ha-shemes mevok. But if the shemes are not shemes mevokim, then the gidonoshi shechavodim apos. In spite of the fact that they are nimsav the Misira Yisrael. Why? Because since the shemes ha-shemes sheinu mevokim, then it's nasu ki mishenasu behedet. So then it's like story momim that were signed by goyim leimet. So then of course it's possible. Story momin only signed by judges, so it's fine. Because we're not enough time. But if Shtori Momin was signed by Goyish Aleinen, so then it's possible. So, mm-hmm. This is what Rav Shimon says, Lo Yuskil, that's according to the first Lashon, Lo Yuskil, else Rav Shimon Afilu sharing, provided it's Shemus Levokim. But if it's not Shemus Levokim, so then it's possible, because then it's Kmoi, so it's just Isha. With Shemus Shemus Levokim, with Eri Mesire, is just as possible, like Shtori Momin is signed by Lehman and God. All right, that's one Lashon. Call the second Lashon. So the expression Lo Yusko El Bismash not to be had yet is not part and parcel of Rav Shimon's statement. The Rabbonim say that Rav Shimon Eimer Afilu Ksheirin. Period. Then the Mishnah says something else, and the Rabbonim say that, and that it relates back to the beginning, to the ratio of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said Shtori Momin executed by court Af Ksheirin. So when a Shtori Momin possible, if instead of being signed by judges, they are signed by Lenin. So there are, according to one Lashon, Lo Yuskil is part and parcel of Rav Shimon's statement, and according to second Lashon, it's the Rabbonim says. Alright, Bachoy is mocking this word, I only include him shall have. Lo Yuskil is a medrash with Su, El Abizman Shinasa Behedit. Al the Chovim and Yates, Shane Dayon, and Gimor and Fosh. So Gimor and Sikash. Kopotik Litone, Lo Yishne Mecha, Lo Yishma Tone, Vishle 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 Mecha, Lo אלא מתונה במאי קוקונה, לב בהישתורה, וההישתורה חס בבעלמו. וההישתורה חס בבעלמו. So the Gemores, Kashi is here, the Mishnah formulates it in general terms, that all story moments, akosher, if they are executed by court, it implies, not only story raya, but even story kinyan. So Bishle in Shtore Raya, let's say Shtamecha in Shtore Raya, if the Kiyan took place with Keset. But Shtamecha could also be Shtakine, if the Kiyan takes place not for Keset. Suppose Keset was not given, and the Kiyan is to take place for the Shtar, then Shtamecha is just like Shtamatone. But by Mecha, it's possible that the Kiyan should take place for money, and usually, money is given at the very beginning. So maybe the Kiyan takes effect for Keset. So the Shtar is only given as Ishtarayot. So then we can understand this why Ishtar signed by a court, so it's kosher. Because the Kiyan took place to Keter. The only question is, was there a Kiyan Keter? Now, if the Ishtar says there was a Kiyan Keter, and courts don't misrepresent the fact, so we know the fact, so it's kosher. Elo matone b'maiko kone, why is matone? La b'ayishtore, so the Kiyan can take effect to the Ishtar. And goyim akos leides, vayishtore chaste balmo. And so it's a chaste balmo. Omar Shmuel, dine, so how can it be kosher? Omar Shmuel, dine malchus edin. So it's kosher, in a kaname, the shtar per se is a chaste balmo. But the malchus said that if a shtar is executed by court, so then title shifts from the nason, title to the soda, let's say, shifts from the nason to the mikabel. So the malchus said so. So mainly, the mikabel acquires title not because of the shtar, but because of the malchus. The dinin malchus itself based it upon the shtar, but that's not important. As long as that is the law of the malchus. That under certain conditions, so this title should shift from, let's say, from woman to shemen. So the middle title shift, we voice in a slow way to point the first notion. When it says, chutz mitzvah noshim, it only means even noshim. It's an exception. But all story moments, executed by court, are called shemen. Yeah.
I mean, could this give the koach over the raisa?
What?
Shara?
Why not? Not the Kiyach Shtar. It's not because of Shtar. It's by royal fire. Because the Malchus said so. That's all. The Malchus said that if there is a Shtar, so true, the Shtar is a Chas Lebalme. Suppose the Malchus would say, title only shift if a piece of paper will be recorded in the Book of Records. So then title will shift if this is done. That's the law of the Malchus. So, Eiluch Name, the Shtar is a Chas Lebalme. Chazavon. But that was the law of the Malchus. So it's not with the Shtar, it's not the Dalit Shtar. We boy say metone chutz mechigide noshim. And then, the other question is, that when the Mishnah says, chutz mechigide noshim, it doesn't mean chutz mechigide noshim, met chutz mechigide noshim. All stories, achere, except stories similar to the noshim. What are stories similar? All stories here. Get this here in the stack, in the stamaton is always stuck here. In other words, which stories achere, only the right. Say it around it. Stamatone is possible. Now, the question arises, is there a machleket between the first two lechenes? Now, the second question, is the second question chelik and shmuel din of din of the dine? Or, it's not chelik. So the Rashba says there is no machleket. There is no machleket, one second. There is no machleket. But, where can we apply the principle din of the dine if the Malchus passed the law, stating explicitly that a Soviet transfer to a shtar, which is executed by court, will give title to the Mikav. If there is such a law, but suppose the Malchus didn't pass any laws. They have courts, but laws they don't have, that's all that matters. In other words, so suppose they have courts, and the court, the Ashkenaz, they execute Soviet, but the Malchus did not, in so many words, pass any law which declares that a Soviet transfer to a shtar handled by court will be acquired by the Mikav. The Malchus did pass, if there is no harmony in the Malchus. So in other words, so there is no machleket in any din. But Shmuel, there is only machleket in the Pshat in the Mishnah. Shmuel says that the Pshat in the Mishnah is chutz mi'yoshe shabodin, but Shtar Matoni is kosher if it's technically by court. Because the Mishnah is reference to a situation where the Malchus, in so many words, passed the law which declared that any sort of transfer to a shtar by court, so is acquired by the Mikav. So, but the second motion says no. The Mishnah does not have reference to a case where there is a harmony Malchus. The Mishnah has reference to a case where the Malchus didn't pass any laws regulating how a sort is to be transferred. And then we can have a private principle in Malchus in it. But even though the Malchus didn't declare and didn't pass any laws, still it happened that the court executed Ishtar. But there is no law in the statutes of the Malchus declaring that this constitutes a transfer. So in the middle, we cannot apply the principle of Malchus in it. So in such a case, Ishtar Matone, executed by such court, is possible. But in Akhname, if there will be a harmony in Malchus, so it will be valid. So in other words, according to the Rashba, there is no machlokes between the first lashon and second lashon. So only in the kintes of the Mishnah, whether the Mishnah, according to the first lashon, the Mishnah has reference to the case where there is a harmony in Malchus. So Melech Shtar Matone is also kosher. And the second lashon of the Gemara says that the Mishnah has reference to the case where there is no harmony in Malchus. So Melech Shtar Matone is possible.
So the Rashba speaks to the whole of the Bible
only applied only five taxes. One second. The Rashba is not washing off. One thing I'll discuss. I mean that he mentions another sheet, but the Rashba himself does not agree with that sheet. He mentions it, but that's not the Rashba's own sheet. Now, the Rashba. Composing the Tonic. Kolash Doris Shavin the Chet Lili Kolin. Lush the story Mecher, the Lush the story Mecher. Bishleim story Mecher, the Are, Lava, Ishtar, Mishneo, the Zut. Chiyoy, by Gavre, Zut, the Kamai, the Dayon, the Likhodim, the Konla, the Kakan, the Kisset, the Lishta, five story, I bound. So even have the only about the Amoy, who are new thing, man. You have the others, the Kamai, the Dayon, and Queen, you know. We have a Magan of Shai. We have a Magan of Shai. In other words, from this Rashi, it's Mashma, that we apply the principle, and it's Mistado like that too. We apply the principle of Achois, the Magan of Shai, only regarding judges who are kavua as judges. But let's say if you have a court which consists, you know, of a jury which is selected, you see, just at random, and they have to, and they have the jurisdiction over the case, and they execute it, ishtar, then we cannot apply the principle of achoy for maran afshayim, but that's all. Who are these jurors? Who are they? I mean, plain people, laymen, but they were selected to sit in session. So, one of share, if before they were selected, They are likely to lie, so they can lie while they sit in session too. If someone is appointed as a judge permanently, so the fact, the consciousness that he has, that he is a judge, that makes him honest. But if someone is just selected for one case, so then we cannot say, Loi Maran Avshaye. Why Maran Avshaye? Oh, I mean, until he was selected to sit in the session, he was lying 10 times a day. So why shouldn't he lie now at all? So that's why Rashi says, Kivin di dayonim kuim. Kivin dayonim kuim. What is that? So the Rambam Shita is, well, there's a machlekes l'shenim on that. The Rambam Shita is that when do we apply the principle of Achoyis l'maran avshaye, only if there are Edi who testify, Edi Yisrael who testify, that this judge has never been accused of bribery. In other words, Edi must testify that no Shemra ever circulated against this judge. Whereas, but if that was not shown, that no rumor ever circulated against this judge as to bribery, so then we are patient, maybe he accepts bribes. And they say no, it's tamachoy. So we presume that they don't accept rights, except if we know that it's a judge who accepts rights. So then, of course, everyone will agree that we cannot apply the principle of achoy for Maran Avshaye. All right. So the Rashi is mitai, Gayon in Kvini. La ve Maran Avshaye kashu ishtor. El matono ade ashtar ukonei, so mitzirat ashtar. Heichem mikni ha-ishtore, chas ve-be'al me'u. Chas ve-be'al me'u. So the Gemara says, Dibiz malchuse, shoelik chovim. And that's the line in the Rashi, daf tesa me'bein. In other words, that the whole halach, the whole basis of Dibiz malchuse is the fact that Neach ha-nistar ha-adim. So they are mechuyif to pass laws. They are mechuyif to pass laws only to regulate the relations between one Neach and another. They are not mechuyev to pass laws regulating the relations between one Jew and another who live in their country. That they are not mechuyev. But since they are mechuyev to pass such laws, and the mele, those laws in respect to Bneiach, are valid, so the same laws are valid also in respect to Yisrael. So it's only Shayach, Malchus Akum, but not Shayach, but Malchus Yisrael. Now, before we proceed with this Rashi, which is a very complicated Rashi, Now let's turn to the right. ריבוי תאים יצון החוץ מחגיד הנושא. כלואים החוץ מכל שטר, שכל גמר עניוני תולו בוי, מי שטר כאילו? זאת אומרת, הוא נצא חוץ מחגיד הנושא, אני לא מזמין שעוד חגיד הנושא, נצא חוץ משטר כאילו. הוא שטמתו לחבוצי, הוא פה. והיא כמם דאומה, עד יצחי לשני פליגי הדוד. ולשמוי אל שטמתו נאוי לבאחו יסקוני, ולשני בסרה לא יקום. זאת אומרת, זה שיטת הראשני, זה דורי זה מחלקי לפני יצור לשני. And the second motion holds, that Shtamaton will be Bakri Shalakum is put, even if there is a harmony Malchus, even though there is a statute which declares that any Matone that takes place through a Shtar executed by court is valid, so it's still invalid. In other words, we don't say to the Malchus in it. Vafilo heiche, ul shabat ulikone, vafilo heiche dike harmony the Malchus. Vike mandin foresh, and there is another sheet of the Lord's reading. El Yishmuel, Eichad Yike Hamel in the Malke, Eichad Yike Hamel in the Malke, that's the first version, Upiruke Basra, Eichad Leke Hamel in the Malke, Vizem Yirin. So the Rajbo accepts this shit, that there is no Machlech. But according to the first version, so the Mishnah is reference to a case where there is a Hamel in the Malke, and the second version is reference to a case where there is no Hamel in the Malke. Vizem Yirin, Kado Kamelon Baumel in Malkut Adine, Umayish Nohoch. How can we say that the second version is Chelik and Adine, Dimach Adine, it's not possible. There's a whole suit in Bolokam in Agezo, Dine Malchut Adine. Oh, so be it, they so what? Those Rishenim say that there is a Machlekes, the second one holds that the Shtamatone executed by court is possible in spite of the fact that there is a Harmon Malchut. what do they do with their gibor? Begin to say, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, וכן ששום הוא לא בספרה, מלכו אמרו לו לקנין השארי אלו ביגרתי, כלומר שייחת מסשתה, ויקמנו כדי שייקחו את זכוקי. וכן אמרינון, תדע, דיקת לדיק לבא וגישרה, ועברים אל הלאיה, ואוכל בשם הוא מלר, בדין זה שום תיאלה. So he, so those who can say, two of them are the dean of the Mahmoud. And the second motion also agrees that there is a dean of the Mahmoud. But the second motion holds that the dean, the Allah of the Mahmoud, will apply only to something that is with Seir HaMelech. What does it mean with Seir HaMelech? Melech doesn't mean Melech. It means Seir HaMelech. It doesn't make any difference whether it's we have a monarchy or a republic. Melech means Malch. There is no Kalisha Melech by going anywhere. So it means Malch, the state. So when did you say about it? Levad Gishre, Vavrin Alaye, Rochad Shemuel Miller, Bedin Zeshum Tele. So those Russian say, two there is a Din of the Democracy. And the second motion also agrees that there is a Din of the Democracy. But the second motion holds that the deen, the aloch of the Malchut deen, will apply only to something that is with Seir HaMelech. What does it mean with Seir HaMelech? Melech doesn't mean Melech. It means Seir HaMalchut. It doesn't make any difference whether it's a monarchy or a republic. Melech means Malchut. There is no Chalisha Melech by going anywhere. So it means Malchut, the state. So in other words, so when we say the Malchut deen, if we say the HaMelech, let's detect it. So the Gemara says that if the Malchut imposes a tax, doesn't make any difference what kind of effect. So it becomes a chit, and one who evades the tax is like one who doesn't pay a chit. Or the Gemara says, let's say, Malki Omer, the Daphnazai Robasra, Lichnine Sharia will be guard. In other words, that no man can be transferred unless his star is made. Why? But that's not for the purpose of interfering with the relations between one person and another. It's for the Hanuras HaMelech, because the Melech wants to collect a certain tax and the sale of real property. So the Melech, he wants that there should be a shtar. So then he'll have a record of every sale of land that is made. So it's Hanuras HaMelech. So the Melech, if land is sold without the shtar, so it's not valid because it's the HaMelech. The Kaple Dikle Vav de Gishre, that's the power of eminent domain. In other words, the Melech has to make roads, has to build roads. So they chop down trees, and then they make bridges and so on. So that's also a Tirat HaMalchut. So there, everybody agrees that we say the Machzirine. Masha'in came where the Malchut passes a law regulating the relations between one person and another. I mean, the Malchut has no interest in it. How should property be transferred? I mean, it's not within the HaMelech. So there, so the first lotion here holds that the Din HaMalchut HaDin applies even to matters that are not within the HaMelech. That's why the first lotion says that the Shtamatone executed by court is valid, because the concept of Din HaMalchut is so broad that it includes even matters that are not within the HaMelech. So the second question says, no, Tone Chutzmach Gidinoshim. True, there is a law of the Malchut in there, but that is to be limited only to Yonim with Tirus HaMelech. Masha'inkin, this in yet, whether the Sode will shift from Reuven to Shimon through a shtar executed by court, that's not for the Litei Eretz HaMelech. So maybe here we don't say the Malchut in there. All right. So according to this Rishonim, there is a machleket between the two Rishonim, whether we extend the concept of Limal Chusadine, we got the matters that are not with the Eretz HaMelech. Alright. So Beini Mire. So he says, the Rashba, no. And I'm giving also more Basre. Dine de Arise de Parsoye, Dach Nun Ches, Om Dalet, more Basre. Dine Malchuse, Arise de Parsoye, Adaboyim Shnit. Now, there are two shots in there in the Rashbam. One pshat in the Rashbam is now the halacha is that in lakum chazok. Like this, there is a chazok in gimul shonim. But Yisrael abo machnosaku mele chazok. So he doesn't get the chazok with gimul shonim. So the Gemara says, but in poras, in eretz poras, so the law of the Malchus was that if one has had adverse possession chazok for 40 years, So he gets the acquired title to it. So maybe in such a case, even Yisrael Abba Machmatako. So he has okay with 3 years, but if he had Yisrael Abba Machmatako and he had 40 years adverse possession, so then he does get title. That's one pshat. Another pshat in the Rashbam is no. The halachah is, let's say, not Yisrael Abba Machmatako, but Yisrael Abba Machmat Yisrael. So then he has okay with 3 years. But then Reuben was a Moritan, and then Shimon had his first possession for 3 years, and he was not Meicher, Reuben was not Meicher within the 3 years, so then he gets the Sore, he gets the Sore, because he has a Yimushon. But in Eretz Porat, he wouldn't get title to, he wouldn't acquire title to the land with a first possession for 3 years. Why? Because the law in Eretz Porat was, or the Melech in Eretz Porat was, that until 40 years at first possession, so it always goes back to the Moritan. So in other words, So according to the first Lashon, the Gemara has reference to Yisrael Abba Machmatako. And according to the second Lashon, he doesn't have reference to Yisrael Abba Machmatako. There is no Machlokes Leidine between the two Pshat. So we see, so the Gemara says in so many words, that in other words, if the Melech said that one cannot get title to adverse possession unless he had adverse possession for 40 years, so if he had adverse possession for 39 years, so it goes back to Moritama, he didn't go out again. After 3 years, it doesn't go back to the Morikame. So, and this is not something that is retailed on the left. Still, the Gemara says that no chesh, that we apply the principle of Dinah Malchut HaDinah. So we see that Dinah Malchut HaDinah applies not only to Yonim that are retailed on the left, but to all the Nemorah. To all the Nemorah. To all the Nemorah. All right. Oh. Dinah Arisa Parshah Abay Shnik, Dinah Malchut HaDinah, Omao Toma. Vehinik, Shetil Chazok Alinochi, Baboyim Shnik, Vohochem Maya Anoye. My annoyer with the LSC is when I'm about it. So it's a kasha against the Yisrael. The Rabbeinu Arav, that's Rabbi Yehine, Pira Shalom Yisrael with Pira Yisrael Kasabati. I mean, you can find it in Shilm Kubetas in Vobas, in the name of Rabbi Yehine. Dora Toma, Tone Chutz Michi Yidinoshin, Michi, the second Roshin, Vuh Mishaninu Lehim Shum Dinu Malchut Adine. So the question of Isaac, why do the second Roshin say that Chutz Michi Yidinoshin, the Shlam Atone Egin Gide by court is possible, but that's all we should apply the principle of Dinu Malchut Adine. And Rabbi Yehine apparently holds that the second Goshen means even if there is a harm in the Malchuseh. So we still say, Chutz Meichel Gidinosh, that the Shtam Atone Ekeh by court is possible. Lifi Sheina Melech Matkia Mo Me Yisroelei Tu Chavirei Ele Kol Zman Shehu Bolodein Ba'achoy Yisholehem. Hilka Chafal Pisho, so Yisroel Shtal Chavirei Ba'achoy Yisholehem, Lo Yifko Asod Emina Meichel Alei Tishtal, Kol Zman Shehu Bolo Ba'achoy Yisholehem. Vyod, Yikom Ashwoyo Taimu, Shehu Malchuseh Dineh, Chidushei, שאין אמיר יוכל ארזה בי, אוי שכבר הופקו מנעשו לדין מלכוסה, וכשיערזיק בו, הלא יסקה ולא בשטר עצמי זכה, וכמשת אימר, בשטור עמך עד בזו זה קונה. סופו דיקום השמוי אותיים של דין מלכוסה דינה, חידושי שאין אמיר יוכל ארזה בי, אוי שכבר הופקו ממנו הצודק, בדין הדין מלכוסה, וכשיערזיק בו, הלא יסקה ולא בשטר עצמי זכה בו. Now, if you look up in the Shidduch Kubetzes, the Rabbi Yehine there, in Golbasta Chesabati, so you'll see that Rabbi Yehine has this concept, not only regarding the Aloche of Inim Malchus Adinei, but he has a similar concept regarding the Aloche of Hefka Bezen Hefka. In other words, Rabbi Yehine says, regarding Hefka Bezen Hefka, that Hefka Bezen Hefka doesn't mean, let's say, if Bezen is Misaki, that the moment of Rube, should be given to Shimon, so automatically Shimon acquires title. The whole halacha of Hefka Bezen Hefka says Rabbi Yehine in Chesabatim is, I mean, you'll see it now, finally, Rabbi Yehine, is only that if Bez, for some reason, says that money which Midraisa belongs to Reuben should be taken away from Reuben and be given to Shimon, so if there hadn't been the halacha of Hefka Bezen Hefka, what would Shimon be? He got it. He takes away money that belongs to Reuven, and Reuven doesn't want to give it to him. So there is our work. Hefka Bezen Hefka, that if it is done in the discretion of Bezin for a very important purpose, let's say you reach Mrs. Alom to be Misak and Israelom, whatever it is, whatever the purpose is, so then it's not Gezel. So it's not Gezel, but that doesn't mean that it's automatically Shimon. Just because Bezin says, Reuven, Chayfet should be given to Shimon. So it doesn't mean it becomes Shimon. It's still Reuven's. And it is Reuven's until Shimon will take it and he'll make a kinyan. So of course, if Shimon will take it, and then he'll make a kinyan in the chayvet, let's say, he'll make a kinyan agboye, or let's say in talke, if Shimon will recover it, and then he will make a kinyan chazoke, so then it'll become Shimon. So what's the whole chidesh of Dinam Abud, I mean, of Hefkabez and Hefkaya? If there hadn't been a aloche of Hefkabez and Hefkaya, so then it would be gezel. And if it's gezel, so he could never acquire title to a Shimon. Can someone acquire title by gazeling somebody else's other? He couldn't. So that's the aloche. The Gemara learned that out from the Pasuk, that took to him. That's Lamed Vov Amed Beis. So one Mandoma learns it out from the Pasuk, that learned out Hefkabez and Hefkaya. Rav Yitzchok learns it out from the Pasuk of Chol Asher Yovel Shlishis Hayomim Basas Asorim Vaskenim. Kasas Asorim Vaskenim Yecham Kol Rechushe. So what is it? Yecham Kol Rechushe. And Rav Leza learns it out from Leila Nachlet Asher Nochal Ulelot Rakeim V'Yishua Binun V'Roshe Ovi. Ma'al Ovis Manchil in Ma'al Froshe Manchil. So the Pshat, according to Rav Yenid, the Pshat in Yecham Kol Rechushe is not that if Bezn says Rubik's Nechotim should be taken away from him, so then it's not his anymore. No, it's his. It's his. It is his until Shimon takes it from him. Let's say his Bezin says, Shimon should take it. Until Shimon takes it from him, and Shimon makes a kinyan. But until Shimon takes it from him, who did it? Who has title to it? Ruben. Now you'll find some achrayim, the way they have a shayla, where the Hefkabez and Hefkabez means that Bezin is a kiyach to be mafkiyah, but they're not kinyan, it's not his. Or it means it's his. Actually, that kind of shite we don't find in Rishayim. Something similar to it we find in Rabbi Yehi. Not that Hefkabez and Hefkia becomes Hefkia. It doesn't even become Hefkia. The Bezin does not even have the keach to declare that Rubens Nechosin should be Hefkia. It doesn't become Hefkia automatically. It's only Aloche that Bezin has the keach to take it away from him and give it to somebody else. And it's not Gezel. And if it's not Gezel, so Mimele, if he makes a kinyan, so he acquires title, but until he makes a kinyan, it's not his. Now, what will be Nachimine? Nachimine would be this. Let's say, when we apply the principle of Hefkabez and Hefkia, and Bezin says that Reuven should give away his moment to Shimon. Should give away his moment to Shimon. Now, for example, now the halacha is that he should make still, the game woman, still, it's mentioned in the halacha that Bezin sees it free to counsel the Mishumet. That he should not yarshin his nechosin, and he should be given way to the next closest relative. Let's say the son happens to be a mishumet, and then there is a brother who is not a mishumet. So then, if Bezin solves the din, who yarshin is the mishumet yarshin, not a brother. But so it's the din in Rambam Shulchan Aruch that if Bezin sees it fit to come from the mishumet and to take away the nechosin, so that the Mishumet shouldn't be asking his father and give it away to the next relative, the brother, who is not a Mishumet. So they can do that. So if we say Hefkabez and Hefkaya means that where Bezin takes away the Nechosin from one and declares it should be given to somebody else, it should be, he takes it away from, he says it should be taken away from the son, the Mishumet, and be given away to the brother, so then title automatically becomes vested in the brother, so Mele, who becomes the owner to the Hefkabez and Hefkabez, the brother? And suppose the Mishumet refuses to give it to the brother, so the Mishumet is a god. Because to Hefkabez and Hefkabez, title is vested in the brother. According to Rav Yehine, so true, Bezin can take it away from him. But suppose the Mishumet is Yovik Kifor, he refuses to give it up. And the brother does not have it. So who is the owner until it is taken away from him? Who is the owner? The Mishumet is the owner. So is he gazlin by refusing? No, he doesn't become a gazlin. That's not him in it. So Rabbi Yehine, that's Rabbi Yehine, she's going to have to next year. Rabbi Yehine says the same thing is true with Gabi Din Malchusadir. One second. Din Malchusadir, the same thing is true. The Din Malchusadir doesn't mean that it automatically, the law of the Malchus automatically transfer title from Reuven to Shimon. Let's say if there is a law of Malchus that any star executed by court is valid, and such a star was executed from Reuven to Shimon in court, so title doesn't shift from Reuven to Shimon. Who remains the owner? the owner, Reuben remains owner, until Shimon will go to court, and Shimon will recover the land through the Dina Malchus, and then after he recovers the land, he'll make a king Chazoke in the land, then it'll be his. And if there hadn't been a Dina Malchus Dina, so if Shimon resorted, did that, enforced that to court, what would it be? He would be a regular gardener. So because of Dina Malchus Dina, so anything that is done through Dina Malchus is not ghetto. But title doesn't shift until it is enforced and he makes a king. And he makes a king. So of course, let's say that Dina, according to the Rishonim, would say that Dina Malchus Dina means the title shift automatically. So then, even if Shimon doesn't go to court, so Reuben would be a gadlan if he keeps the Sodeh. Let's say Reuben is an Isaac who transferred the Sodeh to a star executed in court. And then he refuses to give up the Sodeh. Shimon doesn't go to court. Shimon is a nice man, he doesn't go to court. So then, Reuben would be a gadlan if we say that Dina Malchus Dina has the effect of shifting title. But according to Ramin, Reuben is not a gadlan, only Shimon can enforce it to court and through Nazigas. That's nothing. Now you see the lotion of the Rashi. Now you see, now this is what the Rashi means. The Rabbi Yehuda Rav Pio shows you before the Chesed Tabatim, the Rohe Koma, Tone Chutz Mikin Yosh, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Lui Mishin Yehuda 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 לא יהוב כה עשו למין המחיר על איס השתה. כל זמן שלו יבואו באחורי שלהם. So in other words, why does the second version say? חוץ מחגידי נושים. That means, that is שתה מתון אקזקיוריסי קור. It's possible. But in the מלכות הדינה. So I'm going to say, true, the second version agrees that in the מלכות הדינה. But what does in the מלכות הדינה mean? Doesn't mean that title changes automatically. Through the law of the Malchus. So even though a star was executed in court, and it was delivered from the nation to the Mikhail, from Reuben to Shimon. So Shimon does not acquire title to the Sodeh. In whom is title vested? In Reuben. But Shimon acquires his rules to enforce it. How enforce it? Through court to recover the Sodeh, and then he'll be able to the Sodeh, and he'll make it clear, okay. But until that is done, who is the owner? Who is the owner? Reuben is the owner. So that's why the Mishnah says, "Kol ashdori soim v'achoy solchovim shirim chutz mechegi dinosi." In other words, it means chutz matone also. Because even though there is a harm in the Malchus, it doesn't mean the title passed from Reuben to Shimon. Title remains vested in Reuben. Only Shimon has a way of making it his own. And it won't be given. But the star in itself, until he does it, who is the owner? Reuben is the owner. So that means that the shtar is chazal ha'omer. And then, the first lashon, which says that the pshat chutz migiten oshin means giten oshin alone, but shamatone is kosher, so it's not that the first lashon is chelik. This is how Rabbi Yehuda says. It's not that the first lashon is chelik, and the first lashon holds that the effect of din malchus and din is to give automatic title to Shimon, to the Mikabah. No, the first lashon also agrees with the second lashon. That the whole effect of the Malchus and Dina is to negate the Gezel. In other words, that it shouldn't be Gezel for Shimon to enforce the baton. But until it is so enforced, so in whom is title vested? In Reuben. In Reuben, in the nation. Still the Mishnah says, Kol ashdori soim v'achoy solchovim. Avo b'shech tzvi v'chom sherim. Even Shlamatone is sherim. But according to the first version, sherim doesn't mean sherim. That it's automatically. It automatically shifts. Sheri means that the Mikabel can take advantage of the Shtar and make it valid. But it will become valid only when he enforces it. But at the outset, it's still not his. So there is a machlokes between the first lashon and the second lashon as to the meaning of Sheri. The first lashon holds that if it can be enforced by the Mikabel, even though at the outset it's still not his, so then the Mishnah applies the term Sheri. Second lashon holds, no. Sheri means that it's automatically valid. So the Melech could not have reference to Shlamatone. It must have reference only to Shlamatone. So according to Rami Yehuda, there is no machlekes between the first lashon and the second lashon. Now, They are the Gemara in Volkamete, the thief in Melech Haku, imposes a tax. And if a Jew doesn't pay the tax, so then it's Achkoes Alvote. If Achkoes Alvote is Muter, so then there is no Isagerzo, because Achkoes Alvote is Muter. But if Achkoes Alvote is not there, so then there is an Isagerzo. There is an Isagerzo. So we see from that Gemara that Dine Malchute Dine doesn't only mean that whatever the Melech does is not Gerzo. No! Dine Malchute Dine means it becomes a Chayi. It becomes a Chayi, because Gemara calls it Achkoes Alvote. If someone is Matriya Hamechet, so it's Achkoes Alvote. And if Achkoes Alvote is not there, so then he's a goblin, the one who doesn't pay the taxes. So he's a goblin. So we see that Dine Malchute Dine really changes the Dine Momenet. Not only that it's no ghetto. That it's no ghetto. So how did Ramin say that Dine Malchute Dine only means that it's not ghetto? The answer is this, you see. There are two kinds of Dine Malchute Dine. Where the Dine Malchute is in respect to something that is with the Alisam Melech, then the Dine Malchute changes the Dine Momenet. So when the Malchute imposes its tax upon the people, so then it becomes a real hate. And if one doesn't pay, so it's like someone who borrows money from an Akum and doesn't pay. Same thing. But so in matters that are with the Alis Hamelech, then Dine Malchute changes in the moment. So let's say the Melech, the Malchus, will take over a certain property under the policy of eminent domain. That's all the mentioning more in the Volkan. So there, its title will immediately shift to the Melech. Not that it's not ghetto. It will immediately shift to the Melech. Anything that is with the Alisa Malchus, that changes, that the Malchus has a keyach to change it in a moment. To change it in a moment. But something that is not with the Alisa Malchus, when the Malchus tries to regulate relations between one man and the other, where the Malchus is not involved, there we also have a thing of Dine Malchus Dine. But there the effect of Dine Malchus Dine is only that it's not ghetto, but not that it changes in the moment. Now, in other words, so we have to say something from Yehine, that there are two halachas in Dine Malchus Dine. In Meretz that Ali Tele Samalea, then it has the chaos to change in the moment, like Texas. So it becomes a chayim. And matters that are not with Eros HaMelech, so it cannot change it in a moment. But it has a chaos to enforce that, so that it shouldn't be guessed. Now let's say, if the Malchus imposes a tax, so if one doesn't pay the tax, so he's getting Gomorrah HaMelech. And this is how the Rambam passes it. That if one doesn't pay taxes, even if the Melech is a pagan, so he's a goblin, the one who avoids paying the taxes. Because the Rambam passed through that Achkoes Alvote is Ose. There's some machine who passed Achkoes Alvote and Nachum is Muta. But the Rambam passed through that Achkoes Alvote is Ose, the vowels and Isagetz. But let's say if the Malchus passed the law that a Sode transfer to Ishtar executed in court is valid, and Ruben made such a transfer, and then Ruben did not turn over the Sode to Shimon, so he will not be a goblin. So we have two kinds of Dine Malchus. We have one halacha of Dine Malchus, which is Eretz HaMelech, where it changes in the moment, and then other Yonim, Binon L'chaveire, in the moment, where it cannot change in the moment. It cannot shift the title, but it's only a head there that it doesn't involve ghetto. Now, so obviously, the Dine Malchus with Eretz HaMelech is based upon one halacha, and the Dine Malchus in Shor Yonim is based upon another halacha. Now, I mentioned some time ago, Teisve Shite of Dine Malchute is that it's based upon Kibush, upon the concept of Kibush, because the Malchus has a Keach Kibush. Now, Rashi Shite of Dine Malchute is that it's based upon Dine. Memela, it has no Shaykhes to Melech Yisrael, only to Melech Yisrael. Then the Rashbam in Rabashre, he says that Dine Malchus, why is Dine Malchute Dine? Because if the Malchus is not representative of the people, if the people don't give their consent to the Melech, so then he doesn't even have a Dine of the Melech. So it's like a listing, like a Chaburah's listing, if the Matbeah doesn't settle it. So when does the Gemara say we apply the principle of Machlokes Dineo only if the Matbeah of that Mala circulate in the country? I mean, that's the Siman, that the people have given their consent to his dominion. So in other words, so if it is a Melech, as to whom the people gave their consent, so Melech is considered, so he is representative of the people. So whatever the Melech does, is considered as if the people, as if the majority of the people have agreed. And called over shall be Momei, no Yikayo. So in other words, so when a person has the authority to dispose of his property the way he pleases, so Memele, the majority, the people also have the authority in respect to all the property of the people of the country to dispose as they please. That's how the Rashbam explains. So Memele, it appears that Rav Meir applies both countries. First, he applies, if it's based upon the halacha of kibbutz, so kibbutz is a king. Rav Meir holds kibbutz is a king. So it's halacha that the malchus can be kinyan to kibbutz. So Memele, where it is with the Eretz HaMelech, then there is the din of kibbutz. But there is a din of kibbutz only with the Eretz HaMelech. But there is no halacha that the Melech has the care of kibbutz in something that is not with the Eretz HaMelech. There is no halach of kibush that he should have a din of kibush, a keach kibush, in regard to matters that are not with the Aleph Amalchus. Only in regard to matters that are with the Aleph Amalchus, he has a keach of kibush. So Melech, where we can apply the concept of kibush, and kibush is a key in Rabbi Yehuda. So Melech, if it's with the Aleph Amalchus, then it's a king. I'm in the Aleph Amalchus. I'm in the Aleph Amalchus. Mashayin came in regard to matters that are not with the Aleph Amalchus. So there, the din of kibush doesn't apply. There is no halacha of kibush. He can cater to kibush in everything, even something that is not with the Eretz Malchus. So if it's not with the Eretz Malchus, then the din of kibush doesn't apply. But still, gezel is easy. Why isn't it gezel? Because of the Rashbam stam. What does the Rashbam say in regard as the explanation of the Malchus of Dineh? Because since the people have given their consent of the Melech, so whatever he does, the people agree to do. So what did the people agree to do? Because Kol Dovah Shebi Momen is no Ikayo. What does it mean, Kol Dovah Shebi Momen is no Ikayo? In other words, Kol Dovah Shebi Momen is no Ikayo means that anything that is in accordance with the wish, the consent of the owner, so it's not there. But it doesn't mean that if it's in accordance with the wish of the owner, that this in itself affects the kinyan. Because even when an individual, let's say, says to Reuven says to Shimon, I want you to have my sodek. So does Shimon acquire title to the tzaddik? No, he doesn't acquire title to the tzaddik. Only thing is, if Reuven says to Shimon, I want you to have my tzaddik, you can have my tzaddik if you want. So then Shimon goes to the tzaddik and he makes the kinyan chazokah. Then Shimon acquires title to the tzaddik. But until Shimon makes the kinyan, he cannot be kinyan. Even though it was in accordance with the wish of Reuven. Because we cannot say, Kol Dovah Shebi Momen is no Ikayo. That he is the owner says Shimon should have it, so Shimon gets it. No, with Roman Baum is not saying it. So the Melech didn't Malchuse. Why is the Malchuse didn't call it Rashbam Stam? Because the Melech is representative of the people, and whatever the Malchuse says is to be considered as if the people have given their consent. So it couldn't be better than a piece of property that is owned by one individual and he has given the consent that Shimon should have it. Would Shimon automatically get it? No! Shimon wouldn't get it. Only Shimon would have a right to get on the Sodeh and make a kinyan, and then be kinyan. But until he makes a kinyan, then he doesn't get it. So anyway, we got the old dinner malchus dinner. So the effect of it is only that it's not gezel. But it doesn't change it in a moment until it is enforced and the kinyan is made. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda holds that there are two kinds of dinner malchus. In respect to something that is with Eretz HaMelech, like taxes, so they are we apply the of kibush. And kibush is a king. Kibush is a king. Mashen ke, we got this war in the Tanakh with Eretz HaMelech, there the din of kibush doesn't apply. But still there is a lot of Allah with the dine on the basis of the Rashbam stam. Why? Because it's the same home. So why is it the same home? So it's no gezel. If it's the same home, so it's not gezel. It's not gezel. But when does he acquire title to it? Only when he enforces it. And he makes it clear. So Rabbi Yehuda says that the two, Rabbi Yehuda also holds that there is no machleke between the first lashon and the second lashon. So both Rishonim agree that the shtar matone executed by court does not shift title from the nation to the mikabel. And if, let's say, the mikabel will not resort to any remedy in court, he will not recover the land, so then the land will always remain vested in the nation, despite the machleke, according to both of them. But the first lashon says that the pshatim, that Sheirim has covered, has reference even to shtar matone. But Sheirim is not to be taken in the sense that it's immediately valid. Sheirim means it can be enforced. The shtar has some strength because of the shtar, he can make a deal. That's the pshatim Sheirim. Whereas the second lashon holds, so that's why the first lashon says that the Sheirim has reference even to matone. The second lashon holds, no, Sheirim implies that it's valid right now. So the Melech couldn't have reference to Shabbaton. So when it says Chutz Megidin Oshim, the second lesson says, it doesn't mean Gidin Oshim alone, but it means Chutz Melech Gidin Oshim, Shabbaton also. Even though by Shabbaton he has a way of making it is, but right now it's still not his. So it's possible, because the Shtar is a Chassabon. Now, this is Rabbi Yehuda's Shtar. But when you go to the Rashba, you see that the Shittas are changing, that the Rashba mentions, that the Rashba mentioned Vike, when he said Vike mandoma v'trei lishne plige adode v'lishmuel lishta matone oil v'achoy itzkone u'lishne basre loikone, so it's not the same as Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda's pshat,